I think I'll share a little bit about the message in Joshua chapter 4. Good to have each and every one of you with us, by the way. If you're visiting, I hope that you come back again. We certainly are glad to have you with us today. I'm so grateful for memories. Memories is important. We all have certain memories, and we need to just thank the Lord for those precious memories that he has given to each and every one of us. The nation of Israel had several occasions throughout the scriptures to help them to remember things along their journey. The Israelites, when they left Egypt, they were commanded to start with the Passover meal. They were also instructed that they were to apply blood of the lamb, that they were to sprinkle it along the doorposts, so the firstborn son would be saved from the slaughter. Then they stopped at the mountain to receive the Ten Commandments that would guide them throughout their nation. They built an elaborate worship tent that we refer to as the tabernacle to help them their practice of worship. Then they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years until all those that had voted no to not go into the land that till they died, and the younger generation would now be ready to fight for their promised land. Joshua was their new leader. He led them into the promised land. We read in our lesson this morning in our text, they crossed the Jordan, and their first campsite would be Gilgal. It would be there that they would place the 12 stones that they received out of the River Jordan, there as a memorial, as a remembrance. It's interesting that the Lord caused the River Jordan to split and to stop. I did a little study on this. It happened during the time when the snow had melted off the mountains of Lebanon, and it would cause the River Jordan to overflow its banks. Is it interesting that our Lord picked that time to split and stop the river? It wasn't going to be just a trickle. He wanted to be sure everybody knew it was a miracle. When the river overflowed its banks. So somewhere around Jericho is where this occurred. Somewhere between 30 and 40 miles north would be the Sea of Galilee. When the water of Jordan stopped, it would have caused a great dam to build from the Jericho all the way to the Sea of Galilee. Sea of Galilee would serve as a reservoir for all this water. Just interesting to me. That's the kind of stuff I like to study to find out just what all happened. When the Lord stopped the water had to go somewhere. Huh? So it just backed up. Can you imagine seeing that? I just can't imagine that. You know, if you were a kid, you'd probably go up there and poke your finger in the water. Look at this, Mom. Look at this. Water, just a wall of water. Don't imagine the power of God, the miracles of God. Wow. So I had some more information, but I'll save that for a later date. Happened 9 days after Moses, God buried Moses in the mountain. 9 days after the priests carry the Ark of the Covenant and they step into the River Jordan, 9 days after. It would have been also during the 30-day mourning of Moses also. All right. Some more information for you. As we as a nation, we have lots of memory places, places that help us to remember our heritage. By the way, I was talking to someone that had visited the site in Pennsylvania where the plane went down. Anybody else stop there, ever been at that site? Really? I haven't been there. It just amazes me. We have places where it's a place of memory. I actually was in New York and was at Ground Zero and saw they have like big squares with water flowing in, and this is a place where the towers stood. I was there and saw that. It's amazing. We have several places like that across the world in the United States where it's a serve of memory, place of memory. The Civil War battlegrounds like Gettysburg, Shiloh, is among places of memory. Memorial Day was established after the Civil War ended. Such places like Plymouth Rock, Valley Forge, they serve as memorials. Some of our latest memorials are the Vietnam Memorial. Anybody see that? The Vietnam Memorial. And the 9/11 site that I mentioned. These are memory places that help us with remembering what took place at these particular places. Our faith is an important memory place to mentally visit. Our experience of accepting Christ as our Savior. Our baptism is another essential memory place that we should revisit and remember. Keep in remembrance during a time of our life. We have memory times of blessings. Oh, and we also have memory times of painful mistakes. We also have that memory. You know, I shared this before when I read of David saying that my sin was ever before me. I thought, well, God, you forgive his sin. What do you mean his sin was ever before him? And it just like a light turned on in a dark room, I all of a sudden realized it was his memory. David was referring to his memory. My sin is ever before me. God forgave him, but he had that terrible memory what he did. Had a man killed to have his wife. That terrible memory. Memory sometimes serves us well, and sometimes it serves us to keep us humble. It can keep us humble. Help us to remember where we came from. Sometimes it's painful to remember those times in our life. There's an old song written as a folk song in the early 19th century. It expresses our longing for personal memory places. Precious memories, how they often flood my soul. In the stillness of the midnight, precious sacred scenes unfold. As I travel on life's pathway, know not what the years may hold. As I ponder, hope grows fonder. Precious memories flood my soul. Memorial Day allows us to reflect on our memory places. Memory places usually contain the things that we value, the parts of our lives that really matter. And so we have valuable people memories, reflections of the persons who have invested in our lives. I'm sure that you have a few of those who've invested in your life, and you will always remember them. You have your own people memories who loved and helped you throughout life. They might include your family, maybe employers, personal friends, and yes, some maybe even some critics. Personal memory places. Some are extremely painful. Some are secrets to all but you. Some of our painful memories have been shared and others have been benefited from the witness of them. Some of our memory places have been significant to us as well as others. They're about some hard steps that perhaps we've taken, or wounds that we have endured, or lessons that we have learned, changes that we may have had to make to keep moving in God's direction. Yes, these are the memories of our marriage, children, career, responsibilities, and visions that we've had to embrace. And so we are thankful for our memories. They are essential to our lives. They give us direction in life as we line up for the present life and in keeping with that direction that we choose to follow in his footsteps. and we gain this sense of importance from our past. We recognize that some things have lasting value and some things have no lasting value. And so they prompt us to keep moving in a direction of life that has ultimate value to us. With that, I'd like to begin to read names. I would ask Darren to come as well. He's going to help me read some names today.